almond snack that I brought on. David Tennant is our guest this morning. Would you like an almond?
What are these?
Just almonds.
Just straight almonds.
Well, you don't get them up in Scotland.
Obviously. Almonds? Is that the same as almonds?
Sorry, Mr. RSC.
I say almonds as well.
Yeah. It's an almond, isn't it?
Almond. What would you say, Craig?
It's just being Shakespearean. It was before the great vowel shift. We referred to them as
vowel
almonds.
Shift or... Oh, right, okay. The almonds do help with that.
I don't think I'm going to bother, to be honest.
Oh, how rude.
Yeah,
you've changed.
Yeah.
Matt Smith would have had them. Oh, well, what a nice guy he is. David, I'm not sure... Do you know what we've got planned for you this morning?
No, I don't. Is it bad?
Am
I
going to
regret turning up?
God, how rude. No, what we've been doing is we've been offering your beautiful voice out.
Have you?
As a kind of MC.
So that you putting you up for rent, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that you can declare various things that listeners have got going on open. Like an MC, like turning the show into a giant PA system.
Right, free adverts for people.
Yeah, basically.
My voiceover fee is quite high. I don't know how you've managed
it. It's a showreel.
Okay.
I'm just updating your showreel.
Sure, thank you.
Okay?
Or just send the invoice through to, like, Truro Football Club.
I think that's a perfect use of licence fee pair of money.
You'll be hearing from his agent.
We've kind of gone off-piste a bit, though, from, like, businesses and events opening, haven't we? It's ended up being some even more trivial things, like people's fridges and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you afterwards, off-air. One interesting one as well. Martin's on the line in West Yorkshire, which is, of course, in Suffolk. Good morning, Martin.
Oh, hi there.
Ah, yes. And, Martin, David Tennant's with us this morning.
Great.
Nope, don't want to talk to you. And, Martin, what would you like DT...
Don't want to talk to you either, Martin.
Martin, what would you like DT to declare open?
Well, we'd like him to count down the sending of the annual tax return.
Ah, very good.
Which is something that blights us after Christmas, mostly because of my incompetence.
You're cutting it a bit fine, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so annoying when people say that. When you've not done it.
No, it's that panic. That
really should have done that a couple of weeks ago.
Thanks.
How's it looking? How's it looking this year, Martin? Lots to pay, or you got a jury fund?
Well, it's my partner, Catherine, who's been up for hours this morning doing this already.
Oh, I see, but you get all the glory on the radio.
No, I shall pass you over to her. I think that's because she's poised, ready to send it.
Is she?
Yeah, here we go.
What, is she by the postbox, or...?
Hello.
Hello there, Catherine. You're live with David Tennant.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How's this
looking?
Sounding pervy now, like some sort of...
Listen, I just said hello to the woman.
0898, call DT and get your rocks off. What are you turning
your
show
idea,
into?
This phone in.
Wow, don't knock it, okay? So, where are you poised with... now, is it your joint tax return, or is it just Marty's?
No, it's just Martin's. I've done mine a while ago, and I always end up doing his, so I was up till 1 o'clock this morning, finishing it off, and then I thought I'd check it this morning, so I am poised to send
it. What, by the send button? Are you going to do it online?
Yep.
Has he had a good year?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Are you now live from Bhutto and that tax place up there?
Exactly, I'm just making sure there's not any fraud going on here.
George Osborne is listening.
Yeah. And are you CCing yourself as well?
On
the email? Then you get a copy of it.
Oh, yes, no, that's all sorted, yep.
There's nothing like a bit of live radio admin about accountancy tips.
Yes.
I know, is it like Moneybox?
Yes. You're listening to Radio 4. DT, off you go. If you could
are
declare
you ready?
The...
Yep.
Off you go. Hang on, I've got...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Send your tax.
And it's gone.
Wow, very good.
Now Marty can shed a few tears.
Have you had an email back from George Osborne? Confirmed George Osborne is online.
CCD camera.
He's desperate for all he can get right now.
Andy, good morning. Andy's in Winchester. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Okay, what would you like David Tennant to declare open?
My front door, because I haven't been out to get the milk off the step yet.
It's going very well.
So have you just woken up, Andy?
No, we've been lying in bed for a while.
Okay.
Well, we thought it was time to get up, and obviously it's crucial that we do get the door open before the sun comes up and turns the milk off.
Is it not really cold this morning? It's quite
cold,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe frozen.
Well,
Andy.
In Winchester, which of course is in West Wales.
That's right. Yeah, it's everything's moved today and shifted. And Andy, just so we get the detail right here, I'm guessing you're a semi-skimmed kind of guy.
Oh no, full fat.
Crazy
loon.
Like the last days of the Roman Empire.
Andy, look at you, you shock jock down there in Winchester. And so it's the full fat jobby.
Oh yeah, you see.
Who's that in the background?
That's the heart.
That's his arteries. Andy.
Yeah.
Are you ready by the front door?
I'm here. Hand, so what? Key in hand.
Hand on the doorknob.
Yeah.
Steady.
Everybody, take it easy. We knew it was coming. We're just getting it out in the open. Let's grow up. David, are you ready? DT, you ready now?
I now declare Andy's front door open.
Describe the scene, Andy. What can you see on the spot there?
There you go. Bottle of milk.
Oh. Wow.
There's now going to be a fight over who gets the cream on the top.
Creamy bit on your cornflakes.
Oh, no, you know what? I couldn't even look at that kind of stuff.
Oh, it
you've got for bread as well.
Oh, you've got bread too.
Oh, yeah, there's a bonus.
We didn't know about the bread. Brown?
Really seedy, apparently.
Seedy?
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. Barbara?
Yes.
Good morning. Well, good evening. Is it, Babs? Are you out in Virginia, United States?
Yes, I'm out in Virginia. Hey. This morning.
Okay, do you say hello to David Tennant, our guest this morning?
Hello, David.
Hey, Barbara, how are you out there?
Oh, I'm fine. A little cold and snowy.
Oh, really? Snowy there? Okay. I think we've got that coming here again any minute.
Thank you, weatherman.
Thank you. Radio 5 Live, with all your travel and weather needs.
And, Barbara, what do you need opening over there in Virginia?
We need the roads in the D.C. metro area open.
DC metro area.
Yeah, they got so clogged up with snow and bad drivers. It took my daughter 8.5 hours to get home, and she only has an 8-mile drive.
We may have just edged out with my skill set, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, listen, once a Time Lord, always a Time Lord.
Yeah?
Get your sonic screwdriver out and you can melt it.
I'll try. Maybe if we all hold hands around Britain.
Okay, Barbara, so what is it you need, David, to declare the roads in the DC area open?
Yes.
David?
Okay. I now declare the roads in the DC area open. Quick, cut her off before she... Before she can prove me wrong.
Well, you should point out, for safety reasons, you shouldn't drive in the DC area.
I may not have pulled that one off. We should point that out. But good luck anyway, Barbara.
Sheila's in Wigan. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. You're live with DT, Sheila.
Oh, thank you, yes. Hello, how are you, David?
I'm very good, Sheila. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Sunny Wigan, it's beautiful but cold.
Oh, yes, fantastic. Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sheila, what can DT use his emceeing skills for?
Oh, I would love him to open my new suitcase.
Ah.
What do you got, an Antler? Samsonite?
Tesco's.
Good choice. Yeah.
Are you going anywhere nice?
I've just come back. I do a lot of travelling, and the airlines completely ruined my other ones.
Oh.
I was in Australia last month. I just come back from Colorado last week.
Yeah.
And it's not worth buying a really good one, because my other ones really have bit the dust.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Over there, turn back up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what, haven't you, you're back, so you haven't done that thing where you've opened it to put it all in the washing machine now?
Oh, everything's still, I've just had to go and buy a new suitcase because I'm going away next month.
Have you removed the sachet of silica gel? please make sure you do not eat.
Yeah.
Right, I will try and remember that one.
Good.
Yeah?
What colour is the new suitcase?
It's grey, gunmetal grey.
Yeah, but they're the ones, you never know whether it's your own one. I've got a grey one, I'm forever just looking at it as it goes round and round, and suddenly I realise on the fourth lap, oh, that's my one?
You need to do that thing where you tie a ribbon.
I actually do have a yellow ribbon.
Oh, dear, oh dear. I'm now going to put a yellow ribbon on just to annoy you. Alright, Sheila, stand by your suitcase.
Right.
MC Tennant, off you go.
I now declare.
Hang on, no,
I let that go first.
Oh, dear, he's out of practice, isn't it?
I now declare.
No, no, wait.
I start again?
Hang on, yeah.
I now declare Sheila's gunmetal grey Tesco suitcase open.
Wow,
hey.
Thanks a lot, Sheila. Have a lovely weekend.
Other suitcase manufacturers are available.
Barrington, good morning.
Hello.
Is that Barry?
It is.
Exeter?
Yep,
which is, of course, just up in, is it Sussex?
Sunderland.
Oh, Sunderland, right. Yeah. Barry, what are we doing? What's opening?
The Exeter Ukulele Club.
Wow.
Have you got your uke now?
Sadly, no.
Oh.
I'm just dropping my child off at Saturday morning club.
Ah, and then you're off to your ukulele club.
No, we're waiting to open the ukulele club.
And where are you waiting? Where is the club meeting?
Well, we're going to arrange all the details once we know how big the membership is going to be. If people want to contact me, they can do it through the Ukulele Cosmos website, which is the sort of meeting place for anybody who's
Danny Gallifrey.
Ukulele enthusiast. Pardon?
Hello. And so the Ukulele Cosmos.
Yeah, Ukulele
Wonderful.
Cosmos.
What's that, like a website?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you realise, but there's a huge resurgence in ukulele playing across the country.
I know, yeah. Is that what Steve Martin plays and Frank Skinner plays one as well?
Yeah, yeah. There's there's a comedian chap who's on the radio as well.
George Formby.
No. He plays the banjolele anyway.
Sorry, I know. I dipped.
Purists.
Sorry.
So it's the... What are we declaring over? What were you calling it all club, Barry? Is it Barry's ukulele club?
No, I think it'll probably be the straightforward Exeter Ukulele Club. Or
to give the acronym, Uke. Oh, clever.
That's good.
Damn, good idea.
That's a good license fee, kids.
You should call it the Ukulele Club with a K of Exeter, and then it would be Uke properly. Just a tip, Barry.
Barry, are you writing this down?
That is great.
You make it sound like a WMD. The Uke.
Yeah. Used incorrectly.
It can be.
Can I also say a word of defence for the recorder? I mean, I know the ukulele
Barry.
Is coming into schools,
Barry,
but...
Do you want David to open anything?
As a father myself,
recorders are evil.
If you stick with the recorder, it does get better.
No. It's a halfway house to madness. A descent, slow descent into madness.
It doesn't form part of the symphony orchestra, does it? No one ever becomes a real virtuoso on the recorder, do you?
No, they don't.
If you've never heard a recorder ensemble in a church environment...
Okay. Open up the Uke Club.
I now declare the Uke open. Go to Ukulele Cosmos and get plucking?
What? Detail. Are you doing
that? Do you pluck a ukulele?
No, what do you do with it, Barry?
Strum.
Hello?
Sorry? Barry?
Strumming or plucking? The ukulele. What do you do with it?
You strum it.
Thank you very much, Barry, for clearing that up.
Brilliant. Good luck with the club.
Can I just thank David?
He
came to Exeter over Christmas and he was really kind to my son. So I'd like to thank him for that.
I'm very glad. It was lovely to meet him.
We've had the New York fans and Virginia, and I've got an email as well from...
Is Rose still open?
Berenice in Belgium, who says, I just wanted to say to Mr. Tennant, or can I call you David?
You can,
here
yes.
in Belgium, we love you too. Few people know you, but they exist. But they do exist. It's a simple message, but that's important for me, for us. Have a good day and thank you, Berenice.
Thank you, Berenice. And you don't have to apologise for your bad English, because that was perfect.
Ormond.
It's better than most of the people in this studio.
Oh, dear.
To be honest.
Now, DT, are you flying off now, or can we hold you on for another 10 or 15 minutes?
I'm here throughout. I'm here all day.
Oh, bless you.
Who's doing the next show?
Huh? Well, Fighting Talk's on at 11, but we've got another half an hour. Are you ready to, you're
okay
to stick around a bit more?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Let's get the latest weather now. David tried to do his own unofficial one, and Peter's actually got it now. What's the latest,
what
Peter?
Did he say?
It's quite cold.
Yeah, go
that's
on.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some snow in some places of...
No,
Britain.
Now you're going a bit over the top.
Oh, there's got to be some snow up
there. There will be
somewhere.
A union complaint. Let this man do the weather, David.
Sorry.
You know how it works.
Maybe some rain over Highland Scotland, rather than snow. But not very much, even
I
of
bet
that.
There's snow in Aviemore.
There is.
There
well,
you
on
go.
The
Brian Ferry song. Aviemore. Peter, what's the latest?
The